And I have a mantra that I live by, and it is enjoy, enjoy. And that really starts to flip the script. So today's conversation, we're going to talk about embracing our own expectations and stepping outside the expectations of others.
And let's be real, that is very hard to do, especially when life maybe lifes a little bit and there are some unexpected things. I wanted Chrissy to say one of her favorite quotes. So success is not final, failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. I think that a lot of times with expectations, that is what we are basing success or failure on, which is the total wrong direction.
I remember the day that my coach had put some weight on the bar and I said, oh, I'm not gonna be able to lift that. And he said, how do you know if you don't try? My response was, yeah, you're right, but I don't wanna fail. And he said, why are you afraid of failing? It was such a pivotal moment because at that point I knew I had to learn how to love failure because all it did was push me forward and closer to that best version that I was after.
Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Financial Mastery Simplified. I am your host, Jacqueline or Jax Kreider. And today we have a returning lovely guest. Her name is Chrissy Moe. I believe you guys remember hers and I first conversation. Gosh, what was that, Chrissy? About a year ago-ish, something like that.
And it was only January.
Oh my gosh, it was only January. It isn't a long year, everybody. I was going to say, it feels like so long ago, but we're super excited to have her back. So Chrissy, remind the audience who you are, what you do, and why you're excited to be on the show today.
Yeah, thanks again, Jax, for having me back. My name is Chrissy Moe, as Jax said. I am the Chief Empowerment Officer at Cohesive Confidence, where I help women engage with their authentic identity through color analysis and branding, where we bring it all together and really create that cohesive presence in all that you do.
I love that. And yes, so today I'm going to let you sort of launch in first of what we're going to speak about, and then I'm going to give a quote that'll set us up for success here.
You bet. So in my conversations with women, I often find that the hesitation to move forward into something that really, really lights them up is, but so-and-so expects me to be, or I have to be X because of Y. And never truly identifying and getting to the freedom to pursue something that brings them joy. And I have a mantra that I live by, and it is enjoy, enjoy. And that really starts to flip the script. So today's conversation, we're going to talk about embracing our own expectations and stepping outside the expectations of others.
And let's be real, that is very hard to do, especially when life maybe lifes a little bit and there are some unexpected things. Chrissy and I both have some very crazy personal situations that have kind of happened and transpired. Hers a little bit more over the last year, mine a little bit more over the last few years. Some of you who've listened to this podcast before know a little bit about that, but we're going to get even a little bit more, especially with the expectation piece of how it plays in. But first, I wanted to read a quote, and then I wanted Chrissy to say one of her favorite quotes. So success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts, Winston Churchill. And I personally think that this is going to matter a lot in this conversation, mainly because I think that a lot of times with expectations, that is what we are basing success or failure on, which is the total wrong direction.
Absolutely. And I have a personal insight here. Believe it or not, a few years ago, I was a CrossFit athlete and I was terrified to go in and lift anything heavy. I was brand new to bodybuilding and lifting and strength training and powerlifting and all of those amazing things that you get to do as part of that regimen. And I remember the day that my coach had put some weight on the bar and I said, oh, I'm not going to be able to lift that. And he said, how do you know if you don't try? And my response was, yeah, you're right, but I don't want to fail. And he said, why are you afraid of failing? And it was such a pivotal moment because at that point I knew I had to learn how to love failure because all it did was push me forward and closer to that best version that I was after. So Brené Brown, one of my favorite authors, always has gone through this exploration of true meaning and how it relates to us as people. And when she discusses the word failure, she defines it as learning. And that's from The Gift of Imperfection, The Gifts of Imperfection, which is a book that I read every single year. But that dynamic of reframing that failure into something we can learn and benefit from changes the way that we move and the next step forward.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think for those of you wondering, like, how does this tie into financials? I will tell you that expectation, success, failure, we tie this so super heavily to money, right? I mean, we live in America, or most, I would think most people listening to this are living in America. That is very much consumer nation, right? We are very consumer driven society, a very capitalistic society. And with that means that money gets tied to most things, right? We are benching the way that we view life on money, and that is how we are defining success. And although that can be an indicator of success, right? Monetary wealth, for sure. It is not the only indicator of success. And I personally believe that true wealth, true success, true alignment, true financial mastery, if you will, is not achieved unless you are truly stepping into your own and truly living by your own expectations, by what you're looking to have versus what everybody else in the world wants for you, what they expect from you. And I think especially as women, we tend to take this on a lot more heavily. For whatever the reason, we feel like that if somebody is deemed important enough in our lives, that we must meet whatever it is they have as an expectation for us. And I just disagree with that.
Yeah, it's been a big predominant theme in my year, in the past few years, actually, being able to recognize when those expectations are being put upon us from people we live with, people we work with, the communities that we engage with, the responsibilities that we carry as friends, as experts in our respective fields, as parents, as, you know, there's other family dynamics. You know, when we are the child and we still engage on a daily basis, some of us with our parents or parent, and for having sure that dynamic exchanged. And I'll tell you, one of the biggest things was I was in a season of grief that started back in 2021, the end of 22 into 23. I was stepping into this new identity. It was a bit of a rebirth and a re-entry into who I was. I had to figure things out very quickly, and I wanted to. I was tired of being, you know, just consumed with fear and sadness and grief. I was working with a company at the time where my value was seen in the numbers that I was producing, that I drove those numbers. I received the income with those numbers. That company didn't pay me to be part of that company, but my income was based strictly on the business that I brought in to reflect their success.
For sure.
And my gosh, I knew that I wasn't able to do the job that I was doing under somebody else's expectations and values. And I was tired of trying to fit into the mold that someone else had set. And I came into 2023, and I actually posted about it this morning, looking back at some photos, and I wanted to brand myself. I didn't know what that looked like. I didn't know what it entailed. I didn't know what the result was going to be. I knew that I was in charge of me.
Absolutely.
And I needed, in order for me to be at peace with what everything was happening and how it was all coming back together, I wanted it to mean something. And from that aspect, I started to cut off the expectations that other people had for what my life should be. And I started setting my boundaries and my expectations, but I also set the standard.
Yeah.
And it was the most eye-opening experience to be in that season of, I gave myself permission to be myself.
Oh, and it's so hard to do, right? I mean, because the truth is that expectations do, they come from everybody. And it's part of the reason I talk so frequently and so much about alignment and intention and things like this, because the truth of the matter is that there's a reason that this podcast is not called Money Success or How to Earn, you know, the most amount of dollars you can in your entire life. Because the truth of the matter is that true financial mastery doesn't come from you having gobs and gobs of money in the bank. It could, depending on what your definition is and where your alignment holds and all these other things. But usually for most people, financial mastery comes from a sense of peace from within, right? That they have set the right boundaries, that they have stepped into their own, that they have been true to what their life's purpose is. Because each and every one of us has a very unique path on this planet. We have a unique way that we are intended to touch other people's lives. We have a unique makeup of how we interact with others, right? Like all of these things that are uniquely us, right? There's no two Christy Moes. There's no two Jax Criders, right? We are unique, perfectly created individuals. And with that comes that we need to learn how to set boundaries around those who are going to push back on us and say, no, that's not the way, or this is what you need to do, or this is the only path, or whatever. I mean, I tell people all the time, there's nothing wrong with people having opinions. Right? I mean, my mom says, and I laugh, but it's true. Opinions are like assholes. Everyone has one. And it's true. It's funny, but true. But the thing about it is just because somebody has an opinion doesn't mean that opinion has to become an expectation, has to become what you do, right? And when you are working on stepping into your own alignment, creating your own boundaries, understanding what mastery and what success looks like for you, the way that you do that is hearing others, because you need perspective, right? You need to understand maybe some things you haven't thought about or you haven't dealt with, right? My parents are amazing people and they have great perspective on things that have happened. It doesn't mean though that everything they say and every expectation they hold should then mirror on me and, well, that's it. I have to just go forward with whatever it is. And you and I were talking a little bit before the show. And so we'll step into this little bit of a hot mess. So for those of you who are living in a season where maybe due to all kinds of reasons, right, you're having to take a little bit of a step back, which may feel a little bit like a failure for you. So in essence, like I'll tell you that Christy and I step back as we both have had to step back in and are living with our parents, right? And it wasn't necessarily a decision of either of ours own making. It's not like we said, you know what'd be fun this week? I'm gonna go live with mom and dad again, right? Like that was not the conversation that was had. Not that we don't love or care about our families. It just wasn't exactly what we necessarily had in mind. In fact, I was telling Christy, God sure has a sense of humor, because when my brother did this process probably 4 or 5 years prior, I was like, Rich, you are crazy. There is no way in heck I would ever go back and live with mom and papa. Like, you're nuts. I would never do that. And then jokes on me, because here I was about 2-3 years later stepping back into their household. Yeah, it definitely for a minute felt a little bit like failure, a little bit like a step back. But I also had to remind myself that sometimes things happen for a reason. And sometimes that isn't failure. It's just a step into alignment and realization. And I will tell you, I have learned more about myself, more about what I want, more about who I am by being back in this household after being out of it for so many years than I probably ever could have learned otherwise.
Yeah, I ended up here out of, you know, default.
Exactly.
Didn't have anywhere to go, had to get somewhere very, very quickly. The blessing in my being in this space right now is my mom passed away a year ago, and 6 months after she passed away is when I moved in. And my dad is a minimalist. My mother was definitely not.
She's a maximalist.
She is a hobbyist, or was a hobbyist, and loves to get crafty. There's a craft room here. She was a skincare expert. and had a multitude of different company products in her office closet, which is right behind me here. And he has no idea what any of that stuff is or what it means or how it works or what purpose does it serve? Because in his world, if it doesn't serve a purpose, it doesn't need to be here. So having the opportunity to go through these things and photographs, my gosh, she had generations worth of photographs from her side of the family that she had inherited. And he has no idea who these people are. So to be here and help him sort through these things and one, for myself, feel closer to my mom and be able to reflect on things that were hers really has been a beautiful blessing. But yes, expectations that our parents have over what our lives should be. And it's funny, the first blog I wrote a couple months ago for my website, it's titled What If, and I'll read you the intro. It says, what if the only thing standing between you and the thing you secretly or not so secretly really wanted is the version of you that's been playing by somebody else's rules? And when we think back to what we wanted when we were little, the dream that we put on the wish list, the audacious one, the answer of what do you want to be when you grow up? What do you love? Who are your celebrity crushes? Who do you want to meet? And as little girls, it was, I want to be a ballerina. I want to be a teacher. I want to be a nurse. I want to be a mom. I want to be all of these things. And slowly and surely, those expectations come in of you need to play this sport or be in this group or attend this church or make these grades, go to this high school, get a boyfriend, get a girlfriend, get a whatever. And then it's go to this college, make these grades, study these courses, go get a job, buy a house, buy a car, get married, have kids. I didn't do any of them. And here are all of these unmet expectations that my parents, who loved and raised me very well in a very loving environment, I know that those expectations were set because they love me and for they sure. wanted the best. And I'm not saying parents are mean or cruel, but also we didn't have those conversations of what do you really love? How do you want to show up in this space? How do you want to be seen? Who do you want to know? How can we help you make that happen?
Absolutely.
And so here I am at 49, a very proud 49, because I have survived a lot at 49. But I get to have these conversations with women every single day. And not only is it changing their lives, but it's also changing the lives of their children.
For sure.
And their grandchildren. This is a generational impact that I get to have with these ladies. And it's about finances, of how we spend our money. You're in the mortgage business. I used to be in the mortgage business. We've looked at credit reports. We've looked at bank statements. And while there is some initial shock and shame of being absolutely vulnerable with that information.
For sure.
We get to build trust. We get to say, I'm not judging you. This is your situation. But me being the expert with these things, I'm going to give you the best opportunity to make the best decisions for you and your family. I was Absolutely. Never serving with the expectation of, well, you have to do it this way, unless it was a federal regulation.
Those pesky federal laws.
Those feds. I'm sure we're going to be flagged for that one. But within reason, right? The end goal is we're going to give you everything that you need in order to make that best decision for yourself. And whether that's with your money, if it's your career, the way that your home operates, the way that you engage with your community and the volunteerism that you participate in, it's in every single level, every dynamic. So it's the question of what if you can be all of those things you wanted, even as a little girl?
Absolutely. For sure.
Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this message from our sponsors.
Welcome to Financial Mastery Simplified, your go-to podcast for making smart money decisions. We break down complex financial topics into easy-to-understand advice you can use every day. Our experts cover everything from budgeting and saving to investing and retirement planning. We give you the tools to take control of your money and build the future you want. With Financial Mastery Simplified, you'll feel informed and empowered to make the best choices for your financial health. Tune in to Financial Mastery Simplified on your favorite podcast platform. Start your journey to financial confidence today.
Visit us at fms.tips and fms.college for more information.
Welcome to House U, where we believe in the power of education. At House U, we're more than just a brand. We're your partner in home ownership, dedicated to educating, equipping, and empowering you every step of the way. Education is at the heart of everything we do. We offer comprehensive resources designed to make home ownership simple and accessible for all. From understanding mortgage options to mastering home maintenance, House U provides the knowledge you need to make informed decisions with confidence. We host workshops and seminars, bringing together experts and community members to share insights and build a stronger, more informed community. Because when you're educated, you're empowered. House U, home ownership made simple for all. Visit our website or contact us today to start your journey with House U. Empower yourself with knowledge and embrace the joy of home ownership.
Thanks for your patience. Now back to our conversation.
Well, and I mean, that's actually why PBJ's core values, PBJ Mortgage core values, is educate, empathize, empower. Because I do really believe that if you have education perspective, basically, right? If we empathize for where you're at, like what your unique situation is, if we empower you to make good decisions, right? Then you truly are able to live a life on your terms, which is truly how I feel about everything. I mean, it's been a big joke about me my whole life that my brother was trying to figure out a way to skirt the rules. And I was just trying to rewrite my own set. That's like always been the kind of the joke. And the reason why is because I've never quite liked when others forced or put pressure, expectation, you know, this or that or whatever. First of all, I feel like it's very manipulative because like, Why are we trying to force somebody to fit into a box that doesn't fit in with them? And then also the truth is that if you really want somebody to be successful financially, right? Like whatever that definition is for you, they're probably not going to get there doing something they hate. How many of you have tried to force yourself to do some task or some job or some whatever that you absolutely, utterly hate and ever had huge success with it? I mean, not like, oh, you can get it done. I have no doubt that most people have the wherewithal. If I tell you, look, you have to go do your laundry, okay? And maybe you freaking hate laundry and it's like the bane of your existence. Are you going to be able to do the laundry? Yeah, absolutely, right? Like you can be smart enough to follow the little like checklist of like do it this way and whatever, but that doesn't mean that you're going to love it. That doesn't mean it's going to be the best version of laundry that's ever been done. It doesn't mean that it's going to reach the kind of level that you'd like it to reach. That only comes out of true passion, true heart, true alignment, right? Like that's where that comes from. And trust me when I say that I can attest that people will come for you. I mean, my family, I mean, you, for those of you listening, I'm sure you can tell I'm a fairly strong personality. If you can imagine, there is, if you duplicate me by a few, you get my parents, my brother, there's four of us. And we're all very stubborn, very type A. We like our way. We are bossy, like all of this, right? Everybody in my family is like this. And so you can imagine how hard it is to like how hard the expectation, I suppose, is pushed. I mean, I'll give you a very, you know, heavy example. For those of you who may or may not have listened to the podcast before, I have this very crazy house situation that basically has put myself and my husband in a very, very delicate financial position. I mean, in essence, the house has basically almost damn near bankrupted us. Some of that, maybe a little bit of our own making, some of that life, some of that, some other third parties interacting with the situation. So if you're looking at it very holistically, there's no one person to point the finger at here, right? It's not one person's fault. It would be easier and nicer if that was the case. But in this case, it's not that way. Everybody in my family, because I'm typically the fixer, I'm the one who can figure it out, can buck up, can meet the expectation. Everybody has one in me. They're like, well, you have a law degree. Well, you have this. Go find some big corporate job. Go make gobs of money to help fix your financial situation that you're in right now, right? That is the messaging that has been pushed over and over again by so many different people in my circle. I understand what they're saying. I understand where it's coming from. It's coming from a place of not wanting me to hurt, to not wanting to see me struggle, right? Because it is. It is a struggle right now. It does not feel nice. There definitely is some bathroom moments where I'm kind of on the floor, ugly, crying, why me kind of situations happening in this scenario. But the truth of the matter is, I know that's not my passion. It's not my God-given path, right? I have faith that what I am doing, where I am leading people, how I am looking to pour in and be there, that this is going to lead to my own level of financial mastery in a whole nother level, in a whole nother way. But staying the path when the expectation is heavy the other direction, and when the expectation even makes sense of why they're stating it, right? Their logic is not flawed here. I get what they're saying, right? That does look to be the better choice. And I hear that, but it doesn't mean it's the right one. And stepping in and having to own that and having to push back in the face of huge adversity is not freaking easy. And it is not for the faint of heart. But what it is fulfilling. It leads to the path of where you do reach mastery on all levels, right? Like it does lead to this, but it doesn't feel nice. And it doesn't always feel comfortable. And it doesn't always feel easy or any of these things. And so I didn't create this podcast to say, oh, financial mastery, it's so simple. Let me give you the blueprint. It's so easy. Just follow these 2, 3, 4 simple steps, and there you go. I really wish it was like that, but it's not.
Yeah, it's let's tap into another element of mastery. Each time, even when it's uncomfortable and you are faced having to choose whether or not you match the expectation that someone else has set for you, or you move toward your own standard. And it's a choice, right? You have to recognize when someone is pushing something upon you that is not in alignment with who you are and where you're going. You get to, number one, recognize it. You have to acknowledge that it exists. And then you decide, which direction am I going to go? You accept it. You also have to build trust with yourself. You get to know, and that's the mastery, right?
So true.
You get to know. You get to know, get being the key word. You get to know who you are, what your standard is, why you made that decision, and you get to decide how you move forward.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk for a minute about how I feel like, first of all, with everybody's attention span being one whole minute, right? I mean, that's why reels are such a thing, right? Because like one whole minute of your whatever, and everybody wants the easy button. Everybody wants to believe that, oh, the 5 simple steps to basically becoming world grandmaster of the universe. Like, no, right? I mean, yes, I think that a lot of those things are created to sort of start helping you lead down the path. And so I think that they definitely, you know, there's a lot of those kind of things that are helpful. But I think anybody who knows and understands things understands that, number one, it's not that it's necessarily going to be hard. I think what they're not understanding is that there's going to be elements of hard, right? Like, so what I can tell you is I've never had more of a peace in my life about what I'm doing. So like, I can definitely feel the alignment. But the resistance, the other individuals pushing up back against me, right? Some of the real world situations that are being caused, right? By this entire situation, this entire thing, those things are pushing back and are not necessarily easy. So I'm not necessarily going to say that living in alignment isn't easy. It is and it isn't, right? It's like literally like sort of the yin to the yang. There's pieces of it that are easy. And so it, for me, what it means is it's a lot easier to take the next step forward. Is I'm like, okay, I know that this is the path that I'm supposed to be walking down. And so even though the step maybe not feel comfortable, it's not hard for me to take the step because I know it's the right choice, right? It's like the choice is easy. The step is hard.
Yeah. Well, and we can define that as peace. It can be hard and also be peaceful.
Absolutely.
At the same time. And having to recognize, yes, I have a standard on the vocabulary I use, the way that I show up in my business, the conversations that I have, who I spend my time with, what decisions I make for my business, what decisions I make on where I want to live. All of these things meet the standard, but the path that it is taking for me to get to that end is the heaviest and hardest day-to-day grind that I have ever lived. And I just celebrated the 1-year anniversary for my business. It was August 15th. Thank you. And recognizing, you know what? I'm not where I thought I would be. I'm not where I want to be. And thank goodness I'm not where I want to be, because if this is all I was settling for, I was going to leave so much joy on the table.
For sure.
But I got to spend a lot of time in reflection, and it wasn't easy. It was hard. It drained me for over a week, having to go back through pictures, having to recognize things that were out of my control, but also celebrating the things that I have accomplished, things that I have survived, things that I have built. My goodness, I have rewritten. I'm in the middle of a website redesign and bringing in higher level of engagement. And I'm so damn proud of that. And the peace that I have, like, it literally within my body, I said that out loud and it literally just flowed right through. I'm not holding it here anymore. And I can look at that as failure, or I can look at it as success.
For sure.
And that's my choice. But everything that hasn't happened has not been a failure at all.
No.
It has been the way that I have learned in order for me to be able to refine and realign and redesign everything that I'm doing in my vision. And I have a visual for cohesive confidence. And the outside is vulnerability, vision, and flow. Flow is where I want to live. Flow is like laying on top of a pool float on a sunny day with a cocktail in my hand, with the ocean breeze coming in. That's flow. That's my visual of, like, that's where I want to live in my, for sure, in my business. I want that to be the result. But even on the days that I get to that point, there can be a hurricane sitting offshore ready to jump on. And in that case, I've got to be willing and ready to go back into that vulnerability, the vision, to get back to the flow.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, I think,
but that's my expectation.
No, that's true. I think you said something really powerful about how you had to step back and you had to sort of, in my own way, I heard meditation, right? You had to sort of meditate on, like, where you are, where you're going. And I think with our go, go, go world, our go, go, go society, sometimes people are forgetting the most important step. The reason that you have reached this place in your life, a lot of you, where you may have a fair bit of money in the bank, like, you may check your bank account and feel real good about that. And you may look successful in the world's eyes, right? With the career you hold, the family you have, or whatever. But a lot of you are waking up right now realizing that, man, it doesn't feel like mastery. Like, I don't feel good about this. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that you have been living with others' expectations for way too long. And I can't encourage you enough, if you're in that season, right, where maybe by the world's eyes, by everyone else's objective, you have been super successful. But the truth is that you're never going to feel that peace flow through you, right? That joy, that just sense of fulfillment, if you have not stepped back and taken the opportunity to figure out, is this really what I want? And let me be the one to tell you and to speak into you that it's never too late. It doesn't matter if you're listening to this podcast and you're 20 years old or you're 80 years old. There is always an opportunity to be able to step into your own, to step into your power, to not let somebody push back on you, to not allow the rest of the world to force you into a position that you don't want to be in, right? Like, hear me and hear me now. There is no one who has control over that but you. But if you're not stepping back and asking yourself, well, what is it that I really want? Why do I not really feel the level of fulfillment, satisfaction, peace that these women are talking about? Man, like, they're talking about some really awful stuff that has, like, been happening and going on in their lives and, like, having to move back in with their parents. But I can't relate to that. Like, that's not my position or whatever, but I still am not feeling that kind of peace. Well, the reason why not is because you're not allowing yourself to step back and take that pause and say, okay, where do I need to be? What is it that really will make this, you know, this true for me?
Yeah, man. Can we hit the applause button?
You know me, I get real passionate about some things and I just start spewing.
That's why you and I are in sync with this conversation and so many other things that, you know, because we do have that respectful alignment with how we want to connect and relate to community and people. I set your standards. And that's the thing. And so much of it is held up in that permission because of something we've heard in the past where someone said, oh, you shouldn't do that. Oh, you can't do that. Or I'm sorry, you're not qualified.
Well, let's talk for a whole hot minute, Chrissy, about something that has been bothering me so badly. I don't know about you, but I'm in a ton of women's groups online or whatever. How many times are we outsourcing our power to other people? I can't tell you how many times, and don't misunderstand me, perspective is amazing, right? So you post in one of these groups, maybe you do it anonymously, and you want some people's advice about what their thoughts are or whatever. But how many times are we asking people who don't know us, who have no understanding of what our life looks like, who we're giving this teeny tiny snapshot of what's going on, and we're asking them to weigh in, and all these people are saying, yeah, dump him, or yeah, quit your job, or yeah, or whatever. And like, it's perfectly fine to get the perspective from these people to say, you know, hey, that doesn't sound like a super healthy relationship. Like, we might want to check out some counseling, or we might want to step back and whatever. But so oftentimes, like, a lot of these people are like telling you what to do. And now you're creating even more expectation with random strangers that don't even have any real bearing on your life, right? And so don't outsource your power. Like, I tell women all the time, I'm like, you already know what the right choice is. It's literally inside of you, right? Like, what is it that your whole body is screaming at you to do? Like, whatever that is, that's what should be the thing. Like, that's what you should be doing. Who cares what all the moms say or what I say or what Chrissy says, right? Like, it doesn't matter, guys. Like, what is it that is going to lead you down the path to where you need to be?
Yeah, it's so interesting. I see those same dynamics, and there's so many women who simply need someone to hear them.
Absolutely.
They simply need someone to say, I hear you. I want to help you. And the first big piece that I address with every single client is personal identity, where I read a book, fantastic read for somebody who's going through hard things, but it's Eat, Pray, hashtag FML. It's about a woman who has gone
through. I love that title so much.
I don't know where the praying was in that book, because I don't feel like it was engaged in the pages. And I listened to it, but what it did was she went on this solo trip through Europe after some hardships at home. And for 3 months, she traveled by herself. And so it was a very big experiment of personal identity and figuring out who she was and where she was going and how she was moving forward and what she wanted out of life. And she would, and I'm so glad that she did this. She called forward when she got to those reflective and retrospective moments. And she called it a thought onion.
Thought onion. That's a cool word. Thought onion.
Because, you know, you pull back the layers of an onion and it gets spicier the more you get to the middle. And if you've ever cut an onion, you know, you know, you can cut the outside and it's fine. But the second you get to the heart of that onion, it'll make you cry.
For sure.
And there's power in that. It's definitely releasing something for you at that moment. And I don't want to get all sciencey with that, but the thought onion, and it's something that I do with my clients. I didn't have a name for it. But we have to go through that identity, because if you don't know who you are, you can color and pick great crayons out of a box that feel good to you for one photo or one little page in the coloring book. But those colors may not translate to the next page.
For sure.
And so when you're going through this identity and this self-discovery, it requires you to be vulnerable, not only to me as someone who's helping you through this, but also you have to be vulnerable with yourself. And that's where a lot of people get stuck. And that's when we find ourselves going to BS groups on social media to source something that needs to happen and what we want for our own lives. And I've often find myself, and it's because of the work that I get to do, where my response is never advice. Never. My response is, what is your gut telling you?
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah. that's where the self-discovery and that passion starts to be revealed. Because right. you know exactly what it is, but you may not have the words to make it the reality.
No, I love that. And I think, like I said, I mean, this whole conversation has been amazing. And, you know, kind of as we wrap up, I know that you do have something that you'd like to offer to people. And before I let you offer that, the one thing that I will tell everybody listening is awareness is going to be key in anything you do and in anything that you make, right? And to be able to step into your own, to be able to step into mastery. And so if that means like you're trying to figure out financially where you're at, like, one thing that we offer is we have a tool that like literally will help you figure out where your credit's at, where your income's at. You can kind of be able to structure that, whatever, right? If it means that you should be booking a call with Chrissy to kind of dive deeper into some of these pieces on the entrepreneurial piece and like how that looks for you, like you need to figure out where is your alignment and where does this mastery going to come from in your life. And I'm not necessarily going to tell you that every literal step is going to be the easiest, but the ease is going to come from just the overwhelming sense of peace and fulfillment and those things that are going to be birthed out of that process. And I definitely know that it has its moments, but I firmly believe that that is going to lead you to the path of your greatest success, of your greatest level of mastery. And I can tell you that life is always going to life. There's always going to be things unexpected. There is always going to be challenges that are going to be placed in your path. But when you are stepping into your own and when you are walking in alignment, it's a lot easier to drown out that noise. And it is a lot easier to take those difficult steps or to deal with the nonsense and the BS that is heading your way. And so, Chrissy, I'll let you wrap us up. Tell everybody what your offer is to the audience as far as like how they can connect with you and go deeper with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So first and foremost, you can find me on all the social media platforms at Cohesive Confidence. And I'd love to connect. I have a free 30-minute connection call on my website. Go to cohesiveconfidence.com and book that call. The other thing that I want to offer for this audience is I do have a 1-hour strategy call where we can pick one topic, and it doesn't have to be business related. It can be home organization. It can be how to navigate a challenging conversation or a relationship or a dynamic, how to get more involved in your community. We have 1 hour to sit together and come up with a game plan, a strategy that is actionable, that is valuable, and that is helpful for you to move one step forward. And this, it's self-exploration, business strategy, brand strategy. I offer color analysis with branding to help bring that entire package together and really make that work. So you don't have to go back and redo all these things later. But that 1-hour strategy call is at no cost to you, whereas normally it is a $125 call for that hour. So I am more than happy to extend that to you at no cost. Find me at Cohesive Confidence, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Chrissy at cohesiveconfidence.com. A million different ways to find me. I'm not, it's not hard. It's not hard to find me online. But if I can encourage anything for you today, start allowing yourself to say no to the things that don't serve you. Say yes to the things that light you up and choose joy as a business metric. In whatever your business is, does it bring you joy? And if it doesn't, what do you need to do to get there? I'd love to help you find out.
I love that. And yes, and this is why, you know, we have this amazing community. I'm actually in the process of really upping my game and creating a Facebook community. So for those of you who are interested in starting engaging with some of the powerful women and people, you know, in my space, I highly encourage you to go find the Financial Mastery Simplified a group on Facebook, because I want us to continue to have more conversations, more encouragement, more realization, right? In a safe and cohesive space. So thank you so much, Chrissy. I hope this episode of Financial Mastery Simplified was helpful for you. And we'll see you again next week on another episode of Financial Mastery Simplified.